Adrian Botts now joining us on Racing HQ. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. And I know Duff's going to go through today, but we're asking the guys around two-year-olds. I reckon you had a few jump out earlier in the week.
Yeah, we had a we were able to get a couple of two-year-olds out on the course proper there yesterday for a jump out. So we'll have probably about, hopefully about 10 two-year-olds going towards the official trials there Monday week. Really happy with sort of the ones that will, you know, will represent us there. A couple of nice forward types by Zoostar, Hinchin Brooks. Nice Vancouver early days as well. So very interesting to get a couple of them out early.
Yeah, it's always exciting to see, well, the first season stallions and the, and like you said, the new breeds coming through as well. So that'll add a bit of interest. You're pretty strong today. Castel San Angelo in race four looks an improving stayer, Adrian.
Yeah, very much so. He's early in the campaign, we always sort of had him down as a nice sort of staying type, progressive type, but he's probably just lacked the strength and the conditioning early in his campaign. But he's really developed and matured throughout the campaign, and just going from just kept improving throughout for us, to be honest. Lot to like about his last start run. I think he's come through that well, and hasn't been any reason to say that he can't keep going forward in the direction that he's going. So he puts himself on pace. He can definitely stay out a strong trip, and I think he'll be there in the finish for us once again.
And a better draw today, and obviously 4 kilos less up in class is probably a positive as well.
Yeah, I think that slight drop in weight, and hopefully if he can get the right run in front and dictate terms there, he's awfully hard to hold out.
Well, Just Thinking looks like dictating terms. He's returned really well.
Yeah, he's come back a different horse this time around with the gelding operation, and I know he's jumping from a midweek grade into into a listed event with some with a bit of depth to it. But I think he's ready to take that next step, and I thought it couldn't have been more impressive first time out, and probably over an unsuitable sort of trip. But I still like the tactical speed that he showed over that distance. So stepping up to the 1500 today was going to be in his favour. He's trained on beautifully. I think he's a real improving type for us. He's going to stay a lot further, but I think he's got so much class about him. So it'll be interesting to see him today, and hopefully he can take that next step forward for us.
And just watching him gallop before his first up run with Bellevue Hill, he just looked a horse that's got a bit of quality about him as well.
Yeah, he's, as I said, just come back a different type this time round. He's physically strengthened a lot, and mentally he's just all there now. He's a real racehorse, and everything that we've tested him with a couple of quality types in his work since that run, and he's responded very well. So, we're pretty confident with the type of horse that we've got going forward. Obviously, he's going to be targeted towards some of the more staying three-year-old features later in the campaign, but I still think this is sort of the right step for him, and it's a nice race that he can be very competitive in for, no doubt.
Dawn Passage, well, he's the forgotten horse today. His race form's impeccable.
Yeah, don't mind going in there under the radar a little bit, but he's just such such an honest horse. You can see he gives everything, and I thought a lot to like about that first up run. We probably got it back a bit further than we would have liked, and I guess the speed from that draw, he had to go back, and I probably worked into his hands in hindsight, but he couldn't have been more impressive the way he sprinted. I think stepping up to the 1,200 metres today, and with a better draw, hopefully he can sit a little bit closer in the run. Sort of don't want to be giving a horse like Exceedance too much of a start on us, and I think he'll be... I think he's got a lot of talent, and certainly one going a little bit under the radar, but I like everything we've seen from him to date.
The Scirocco, you've got, Alasio, how's she going?
She's come back well. She just, older mare this time round, she found them a little bit sharp there first up over the 11, and I feel she's probably going to be better placed over the 1,400 metres this time round. She's sort of been penalised for consistency there last campaign, where she went through the grades very quickly. She ran well first up, just peaked on her run, so she's an improver, but I still think she's going to be a better place, and we can just stretch out that little bit further.
Ready to Profit, come a long way in a short time last prep after winning first up at Scone. How's she come back?
Yeah, excellent. I really liked her trial at Canterbury there last week. I thought she's come back in excellent shape, and she was nice and progressive last time out. She ran very strongly every time she stepped out. I think she's ready to resume in the same fashion. She's lightly raced, and she's the real improver for us.
And a couple at Flemington. Evening Slippers is a sharp filly in race two.
Yeah, she is. Quite an interesting runner for us today. I'm really looking forward to seeing her step out today. She obviously trialed very impressively before going down there. She's got plenty of natural speed and probably a few more suitable races for her down in Melbourne, which is why she's down there, the shorter trips for her. She's just a real speed filly, but she's settled in nicely down there, and she's gone down in great shape. She's fit and well, so ready to run a bold race for us first time out, I guess. And the query is just the track for the first time.
Yeah, and you got Chester second up in race four.
Excellent. I think he's a real improver off that run. He looks well placed in this particular race. He was up the inside of the fence there last time, and they didn't seem to be making too much ground up that part of the track at Caulfield last time out. So I think he's a real improver. He's done well. He's trained on nicely, and it looks well placed.
Well, it could be a good day for the stable. Is there a winner at Kembla?
Regal Stage come back in great shape. He's he mixed his form up a little bit there at the end of his last campaign, but I think he can be forgiven for a few of those runs. He wasn't suited by some of the conditions, but I like the way that he's come back, and I think he's ready to run a big race for us first time out.
Good on you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Adrian.